What started as a trip to Cineworld turned out to be the journey of a lifetime. This year, you can watch Avengers Endgame, Rocketman, Men in Black International, Aladdin, and The Lion King over and over again for one monthly price. Discover a world of unlimited possibilities with unlimited cinema for £17.90 a month. Feel more at Cineworld. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors: the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good. Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which comes back next month. I'm very excited with little Hannah Banana. And here I am with my co-host and bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which you should be watching on El Youtubo if you're not already. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Happy Monday. Hi.
Happy Monday. How are you?
Good. Okay, everybody. So we'll make these shills quick. Okay. First, go listen to Winter is Crappening. It's our Game of Thrones podcast. It shows up on our feed that you're listening to right now. But also, go subscribe to the Winter is Crappening feed because we like ratings. Also, we're going to be in Irvine next month. So that's super exciting, our Orange County show. So get tickets for that. And then after that, we're going to be in lots of places. We're going to be in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Baltimore. So go get your tickets for all those shows. You can find ticket links at watchwhatcrappens.com. And that's also where you'll find links for Goodbye, Carl! The t-shirt for the last week before we move to some rosé t-shirts for the summer. So go over there, get those shirts, because they're going to be gone soon. You're going to feel stupid if you don't have, okay? And that's it.
Yeah.
Today's recap is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woo! It's part two of the reunion. Nene's still a crazy monster.
Yeah.
And the koi fish are still jumping out of the pond. So,
yeah,
you know, business as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nene is still refusing to talk today. And then when she does talk, she just lies and says, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. What I said was, and then she repeats just what they accused her of saying. Just like a little baby. But let's start at the beginning, shall we, Ben?
Yes, let's please start. So the episode begins with Candy and Portia segment, which was like, this time a year ago, Candy and Portia had a truce, but it seems like that truce is more like a spruce tree, which is a tree that's perennial, unlike this truce. Evergreen.
Some people plant seeds, some people grow weeds. Nene, Portia, Candy.
Like, Andy, are you just exhausted? Just take a break, okay? Everything doesn't have to be a fucking poem.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, so, they had a clean slate until tattoos and Rolexes killed it. So then we see this Portia and Candy segment. And honestly, this season seems like it's been going on for 37 years. And it seems like season one that we're looking back at. I'm like, where is Kim Zolciak and her terrible old face?
I know. I was surprised too. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about all these scenes and these things that happened. I just sort of had, like, expunge them from my brain.
Yeah. So Andy's like, is the truce from Tokyo still going? And Portia's like, we had to readjust it.
Yeah. One of the big bones of contention had to do with Todd's birthday party. And it was Todd's birthday party, but then there's also issues with the fact that Candy was talking to Dennis's ex, who I think is Jamie. Is Jamie the ex? By the way, I keep looking over here at TV party, but I'm realizing you're probably looking at me over here.
Jamie's the girl who is, Jamie's the girl who was on camera that came to the candy factory.
Right, but she came to the factory, like, I wasn't, because there, did she come to the candy factory to talk about Portia at the party, or... Or because of did you get the factory talk about the fact the
both.
Dennis?
Both. I think she can.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think both.
She just is ready. So Portia was really mad that Candy was talking to Jamie, of like all the people, you know, and you know, Candy's like, see, no, Riley, there were a lot of people talking about you, not just Jamie. She's like, yeah, but you brought Jamie, you know, and Jamie set this whole thing up, and Candy goes, see, what?
Yeah, Candy's all noises this entire episode. She's just like a little noise machine over there on the side.
Yeah, she just fully commits to being R2-D2.
Yeah, so Portia's mad at her for bringing this girl on camera to trash talk, which she should be. That was shitty. You know, Candy was shitty about that, I thought, at the time. And she's like, Seth, what up? That's the part we disagree on. And Andy's like, Candy, how can you be positive that Portia was at fault at the party? Because you're the one who keeps saying that Portia was the one starting trouble. Andy's like kind of a Ramona today in my head.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa, Candy. Whoa, can't believe you said that, okay?
Candy, your name is like a pool. It's delicious. Okay? So he's like, how can you be sure it was Portia's fault? And she's like, look, tons of people said that you walked up and were saying, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Over and over to this girl, and I'm sure that you weren't going up like, hello, how are you? You know, you were doing it in the mean what's up way. And then Portia was like, ah-ah! And then Andy's like, well, other people were there. Who else saw it? And Eva's like, I was there. I saw nothing. Okay, then shut up, Eva. Okay, you didn't see anything. Stop talking. And then
she's like, it was so insignificant that I had to be told it happened because I didn't actually see it with my own eyes.
Yeah. And then Shamari's like, I was there. And Andy's like, whatever. Okay, next question. I was like, well, why aren't you questioning Shamari?
Yeah.
Andy is paying Shamari no mind.
He's just confused why there's been a friend of sitting on the couch this entire reunion. Like, isn't it weird? What is she doing here? Aren't we done with her yet? Like, no, she's a real full-time cast member, Andy. Oh.
So then they get into... the drinking allegations, which I don't remember hearing this. Was this part of the season, or was this something that Sashama Dia brought up?
No, it was part of the season, because Todd and Candy were saying, like, well, you know, Portia, she was probably drunk, and, you know, she always acts up when she's drunk. And so then someone asked, like, so, Candy, how did you and Todd feel when you were basically accusing Portia of being drunk and causing a scene and now knowing that she was pregnant? And Candy, instead of being like, oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, instead of just, like, taking it back, I'm like, yeah, no, we were wrong. She's like, well, see, now, Riley, well, you know, Portia was, like, only been pregnant a little bit. And Portia's like, she's like, a little bit? I was 6 months pregnant. She's like, no, you got pregnant at the end of June, and Todd's party was on August 4th. She's like, 2 months. She's like, no, that's basically
5 months.
Yeah, Portia's math. Portia has Phaedra math, you know. And that's the problem. You need to find a better mentor, because you learn who you're with, you know. And I guess she learned math from Phaedra, who had like a full grown baby at like what, 2 weeks?
Whatever. Yeah, she had like an instant grow baby, according to her pregnancy math.
An instant grow. So then they start. Candy's like, well, okay, look, I know you for sure had a glass of wine. And Portia's like, maybe it was a mocktail. And, like, she doesn't remember, you know? So Portia's not going to totally deny this, I guess, because there's a whole room of people. So Eva comes to her defense, and she's like, a glass of wine is fine when you're pregnant. Which, is it? Because...
I mean, you actually, allegedly, it probably is. Like, you're allowed to have, like, one glass or something like that. And then people always say, oh, well, you know, the French. The French have been drinking wine all this time for years and years and years.
Yeah. So Candy's like, I have a picture. Do you want to see it? Which apparently she gave the producers because they put it on screen. And Portia's like dancing like down with her, you know, her wine glass, dancing with her wine glass.
Yeah, exactly. And then it just like cuts to Nini And Nini's just giving her, like, I'm tolerating this moment smile. Like, the entire time, she's just, like, rotating her head left to right with just this stupid fake-ass smile on her face. Like, she's so above all this. Like, she just can't wait to be released from shooting this episode.
Yeah. And then Candy's like, well, my thing is, you know, if you're pregnant, forget the drinking, okay? She's like, if you're pregnant, why are you walking up on a girl saying, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? And then Portia's like, yeah, but you can say that without saying neck if you're buck. And then Andy's like, what?
He's like, wait, what was that?
Neck if you're buck.
He's like, what?
Yeah, neck in your buck. And Eva's like, it means like you can get it if you want it. Come get it. And he's like, neck in your buck.
He's like, oh, I thought that was just some sort of like thing I learned about on Grindr.
I mean, I learn a lot of things from this show, too. I think Andy spoke for a lot of us. He's like, what?
He's like, sorry. For, like,
she's like,
took you back to the cater.
So so now there's this, like, there's a question about when they're talking about the party. I had totally forgotten that this had happened. But why was Nini mad at Portia for Portia saying, okay, let me set it up. Basically, okay, there was this whole thing with a party, and then Candy was saying some stuff, and so then Nini told Portia what Candy was saying, and then Portia on TV was like, well, Nini told me that Candy was like blah, 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 blah. So Nini got mad at Portia for saying that she told Portia about what Candy was saying, and she posted this whole thing on Instagram saying like, oh, real loyalty so much for being like a little sis, like I'm out, whatever. And so the question is, Nini, why were you so mad that Portia said that you said something when you're the one who originally went behind Candy's back to tell Portia?
Yeah,
really, really convoluted setup for
really
like a really simple moment.
It takes
moment.
So much time to explain such a stupid thing, you know? It's like, ugh, this fucking show. So Nini's like, I was pissed, okay? I was pissed. We are sisters. We have a sisterhood. We have a pact. I'm like, you've been nothing but nasty. What are you talking about? So Portia's like, Andy says, oh no, Nini said, we were ride or die. And Portia's like, well, I was just riding. Sorry. I swear to God, it hurts me that I've said you like that. Which at least she apologizes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Nini still did not take any accountability for the fact that she and Cynthia both told Candy, no, 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 don't tell Portia. And then Nini went and like told Portia. And I guess her way of addressing it is by saying that she was having Portia's back. Like, oh, someone was talking shit about you and I'm going to tell you about it. But the thing is that Candy was thinking about just telling it to Portia. So it's like she's... Nini has Portia's back in a situation that she created. I don't know. I don't think we'd be ever – have we even really seen Nini have someone's back on this show? Has she really gone to bat for someone ever?
No, never.
Never.
Never. Never. So Andy's like, you know, we all know that you thought the tattoos were hot at first, but is it weird now that you're going to marry a guy with other women's names tattooed all over his body permanently? And she's like, I lick him just the same, and they taste good. LaQuisha, Siobhan, Melissa. She starts like singing Mambo number 5 over there. Right?
A little bit of Erica on his neck. I lick them just the same and they still won't come off. I like to think of them as brand names.
Yeah. So Andy's like, why don't you just admit you were pregnant before you were monogamous? And she goes, Sally from, you know, wherever wants to know, why don't you just admit you're monogamous? And she goes, okay, Sally from vagina.
I was pregnant when I was monogamous. Okay.
Now she's learned how to answer like a Nini, you know, just stick to your guns and say it with a lot of attitude and they'll back off.
I didn't even know that was like an issue that she was having about like admitting when she got pregnant. I didn't see that as being a thing. So now we move on to the Nini Greg cancer segment. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh my God. This was so, I feel so bad for Greg. Anybody going through that, of course you feel for her, but Nini's such a dick about every single little thing. It's like she can't even pretend to be nice. And now she's doing this thing where she's doing the victim thing where she's like, mm-hmm, What was it, Greg? Mm-hmm. Like, Greg's abusing her on the stage. I'm like, he's an old man with cancer, like, sitting there about to cry. And also, I have to say, there was a blind item a few months ago, after they filmed this reunion, that Greg was sobbing, like, please don't leave me and stuff on the stage, and a bunch of stuff that they apparently cut out. And it's like, God, this woman.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's true. I just read it in the blind items on something
I can believe it. I mean, so basically she said that they're in counseling now and that they're actually seeing Dr. Jeff, even though NeNe can't stand him. I'm like, well, that's going to be productive. And we got to see a flashback of Dr. Jeff being like, NeNe, NeNe, when have I taken size, NeNe?
NeNe, come back, NeNe.
NeNe,
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 NeNe.
But, you know, it's free. Because it's like a Bravo person. So she's getting her free therapy. And also she probably likes it because she can storm out of every session and say, you were taking his side, which she does in every situation.
So Greg comes out on stage and we find out that they're not even sleeping in the same room anymore. Initially it's because of his colostomy bag, but now post colostomy bag, I guess they're just not in the same room. Now I don't really know how that necessarily works in terms of sleeping arrangements and a colostomy bag, but I kind of feel like you could probably still share the same bed. And I don't know, I just feel like, what a way to make, like, your husband who is battling cancer, what a way to make him just feel so shitty about himself that you're like, I'm not gonna sleep in the same bed with you because you got a colostomy bag.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how all of that works. But
I could be speaking totally out of turn, because, like, maybe it's like, realistically, it's like, it's too much of a process. But I just think in the context of NeNe, it just felt like another selfish thing.
Well, and then this other little micro argument that you can tell that they've been having forever. He's like, so, you know, why wouldn't you go get chemo? And he said, God led him to holistic or whatever. And then he's like, well, what advice do you give? And he's like, well, if you have a loving wife that has been telling you for years to go get a test, then you go get a test. And then he's like, I told you. And he's like, well, I was ignorant about it and I didn't know I needed it. She goes, yes, you did, because I told you. So now it's, you know, that's a fight where she's like, I told you.
Yeah, I told you, if you listen to me, you would have cancer. And I thought it was kind of funny when he was he was like, every time I would go get a physical, when the doctor was said, okay, it's time to check your colon, I said, that's not necessary. Believe it or not, it was ignorance. I was like, you don't say, Greg. You don't say.
Yeah, so Andy's like, well, what do you think? How do you feel, Greg, about NeNe calling you grouchy all the time? And Greg's like, well, we don't use that word anymore. And NeNe's like, yeah, I can't use it now. Can't call him grouchy now. It's because, you know, it's like dealing with NeNe is like you have to take it down to every single detail. And that's probably one thing that he won, was she can't say the word grouchy anymore, because I know she didn't win anything else because she's still on there dissing him all the time. So,
yeah, because Andy's saying how Greg always seems just so calm all the time. So it's funny to hear that he's like a big grouch and like high maintenance. And NeNe's like, well, the issue is that I just have such a much bigger personality. So, like, I catch the blame for situations more than he does. And then he's like, well, but you also, you know, you do some things. And she's like, really? Really? Like, what? I'm like, oh, my God, NeNe. All
like,
Greg's fault.
Nobody's perfect. And she's like, oh, yeah, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Listen to Greg. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
God. You can't even pretend to be a decent human being, because you can tell that she's pretending. She's like taking on this victim role, like she's so put upon, and she's trying to like get some, you know, I don't know, viewer love back, because she's just been dragged across the coals this whole season, and rightfully so. But she can't even pretend to be a decent person, man. God.
Yeah, exactly. And then Andy's like, do you wish that she had not revealed that you had cheated once?
No,
like,
Andy. No, he's totally happy about that.
Way to bring that back into it. I totally forgot about that.
Jeez, like they're not dealing with
Andy
enough.
Was
God.
Yeah, with his faux concerned. And so then Greg is like, well, the hurt from that got removed from me a long time ago. And Andy's like, sounds like it didn't get removed from you, NeNe. She goes, maybe. Maybe.
So then it's, are they separated? Because NeNe was trying to make it sound like Greg was the one talking about separation at the wedding or whatever. And he's like, what ended up happening? And she's like, well, I went to that wedding alone. And Greg's like, well, I didn't know I wasn't going. I was getting dressed. She just left me there. She's like, yeah, well, he couldn't go fighting with me like that.
Can you believe it? This guy's finally getting dressed to go to a wedding. Like, he's like mustering all his energy to go to a wedding. And then she just leaves him.
Yeah, one of the koi fish jumps out and tries to, like, bite her face, you know? Like, fuck yeah, you, lady. Fish,
yeah, the koi fish has the right idea. The koi fish is like, enough with these two. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, so then Andy's like, well, why? Someone from somewhere wants to know, why have you traveled so much when Greg is sick? And she's like, if I didn't travel, Greg would not eat, okay? Greg would be dead in a river somewhere if it weren't for...
I know.
This woman's just so, a monster. It's like, I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, now let's emasculate the guy, okay?
Yeah. So then, hey, Greg, did you feel Cynthia's support? And he's like, absolutely. Cynthia's like a sister to me, which I thought was hilarious because Nini keeps saying, she's not my friend. We've never actually been friends. We've never ever been friends. And he's like, yeah, no, she's basically a sister. I just loved how angry that must have gotten Nini for him to say that right then and there.
Eyes, like, flaring. And so Nini's like, listen, it is what it is. I've reacted how I reacted, and I'm not going to tell you I'm going to act differently, okay? He's no walk in the park. And even if he didn't have cancer, he's not a walk in the park, okay? And I have had some of the most hardest times, and I would call, and he said I couldn't visit. I'm like, really? Well, gee, I can't imagine. And he's like, well, yeah, because it's hurtful. I'm going through things too, you know? I didn't know what cancer was going to be like either. And what a shocker. It affected me as well as Nini. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Actually, having cancer affected me as much as the person I'm married to. And so Greg apparently wouldn't let her in. Could you imagine what a fucking nightmare Nini would be in the hospital? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She'd be terrible. She'd be absolutely terrible. She'd demand, like, her own bed.
And her own IV. She's like, could you put some vitamins in that IV, please? Thanks.
So then there's just more discussion about, like, what's going to go on with the marriage. And Greg saying how, like, he's saying, like, things that don't totally make sense. He's like, the reward would be that if we don't have this marriage, that we still would wind up being best friends. And he wants to save the marriage. And Nini's like, ah, like, she's not really saying that she wants to save the marriage, etc. And it's just, like, sad. But at the same time, I actually don't really care because I've actually never found them to be, like, a terribly compelling couple together. So I was just like, can we just move on from this? And so thankfully, Andy goes, we'll be right back. And then Nini goes, we'll be right back. I'm like, no, Nini, you don't get to say that. You don't get to send us off to commercial.
She's also, like, yelling at Andy through this whole reunion, by the way. I don't know that if we've even mentioned that because she's so horrible to everybody, but she's, like, she's snapping back at Andy the whole time. Like, why would you even ask that?
Yeah.
So then as we pull back, Nini's like, good job. And he goes, yeah, you too. Good job. She goes, what, were you worried? Yeah, no, Nini. Like, he's been slandered by you all fucking season, okay? Of course he wasn't worried. And he's like, my stomach was nervous. And she goes, oh, Lord Jesus.
I think it was supposed to be oddly endearing to show that, like, don't worry, everyone. They're going to get through this. I was just like, can we just, like, quiet these two people up?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we come back.
It was depressing. This was really fucking dark. And I'm really getting sick. I can't watch Nini much longer. Like, I can't. She's got to get the fuck off my screen. I watch this shit for fun. And I don't blame anybody for getting cancer. It's not that. It's just her. She's just such a dark force. She's a dark energy.
She is a cancer on this show, honestly. Yeah. She's terrible. Ugh. She has to be taken out. So when we come back, though, things lighten up. Because then Marlo and Tanya are on stage now. And, of course, Tanya is, like, so excited. She's like, hi, Andy. Oh, my goodness. It feels great. You look wonderful. You look great. And all you ladies look great. And Decatur girls. Am I right? I'm not even from Decatur. But I just want to be like Decatur girls.
One of the girls. My girls. So they have a segment. I like how glamorous Andy tried to make this sound. He's like, ladies, this year you've traveled the world from Destin to Tokyo. Like, that's the saddest sentence.
Destin,
ever.
Florida. Home of House Hunters episodes 105, 209, 331, and 412.
Well, they were showing their fashion. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they were showing their fashion walk off or whatever. And who's more fashionable, Tanya or Nini? And Nini goes, well, you need to come into my closet. I will put you to shame, which I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like, that. You know, they put that in there for a reason. For a reason. Stupid Nini. So there's a question that was like, so Tanya, your title changed midway through the season from Nini's friend to Eva's friend. What'd you think about that? She was like, oh, I'm just glad I have a title. It's so wonderful. It's so great to be here. What a lovely couch. Oh, this isn't a couch. It's just it's not even a stool. Oh, it's just a box. Well, I love it.
Can I just say, whoever types out those titles, what a talent!
Oh, wow. That choice of font? Perfect. The kerning. Never seen such a good kerning.
I mean, here this whole time I've been a Helvetica in my head. Or Helvetica. Helvetica. Sorry, I get it mixed up sometimes. I'm crazy.
That's so fun in here. I can't help but mess up my font names. Comic Soons?
Cowie or new?
Cowie! So Tanya is still mad. Tanya's big thing that she's going to try to fight about, that she gets all of about 30 seconds of screen time to fight about, is a thing that Nini said when they were in Tokyo, when they were looking at like the fortunes that were like, you're going to get married, and they said it will either be Paul or someone else, which, believe it or not, is one of the few times I will say I don't think that Nini was trying to be shady or bitchy. And Tanya still is like, all right, well, I gotta have a fight, so I'm gonna come in and have a fight. Oh, well, that was mean.
You said I might marry someone else. And Nini's like, I have a very big hand on why she's sitting on that couch over there, and for her to even try it. And Marlo goes, just shut up. Just say you're sorry, okay? You're sorry, and the end, okay? Mm-hmm. And so Nini goes, I totally understand. Like, really bitchly.
So obnoxious.
When Marlo is your coach.
Yeah.
On how
Marlo,
to
by the way, is having a great time this reunion. Marlo is hilarious to me. Because she basically is just going to try to throw shade wherever she can. And then when someone pushes back, she just smiles like, yeah, no, you're right. You got me.
Yeah. I'm just shady. So what? Yeah. I'm just shady. So then Cynthia keeps jumping in. This also really bothers me about this reunion. Cynthia is being totally dragged by Nini, and she keeps jumping in to defend her. And then Nini, who's been nothing but a shithead to Cynthia, keeps jumping in going, well, ask Cynthia. Ask that one over there. It's like, oh, now you're calling her as a witness? Like, you can't have it both ways,
Nini. Yeah, no.
So Nini, Cynthia's like, well, I know. I know when Nini is trying to be shady and when she's trying to be clean, and that was not shade. And Eva's like, well, clearly that energy held over because you used to kiki. And Tony's like, yeah, we haven't been kiki.
Yeah, we haven't had a kiki in a while. I don't even know what a kiki is, but we haven't done it.
And Nini's like, she's like those fish over there, up and down and up and down. And everyone looks at her like, God, have you lost it that much? This is your shade now. This is what you've been reduced to. And Tanya just goes, are you calling me a fish?
Thank you. I love fish. That is so sweet of you. She called me a fish.
Guess what? Found Nemo. It's me.
Here's one thing that Dory won't forget. Me, because I'm a fish.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Tanya's basically saying, what she tries to say is, you know what, as I started to like become friends with people in the group and started to make my own relationships, you got mad. But she goes, well, as I rose up in the group, and Nini says, I never said you rose up, which was, you know, like, it's like the insecurity that's present in Nini Leakes is just like off the charts, you know?
Yeah, and so, whenever Nini's resorting to being pedantic, you know we're in trouble. And she does that. That's her defense in everything. She's just, you know, working with semantics.
Exactly. And to get back to what you were saying at the top, is that like people would accuse Nini of doing things and then she just do them. So Cynthia's like, you know what, Nini, the problem is that when you have issues with someone, you don't like call them up and like talk it out. You just disconnect. You just totally just drop them. And then Nini just turns to Marlon and goes, me and her aren't even friends. I mean, what is she talking about? I'm like, see, you just did it right there. Don't you realize your reaction is evidence of what she's saying?
And Marlon's like, shut up, Nini, just don't answer. Marlo, you know, it's hard for me to forgive Marlo for, like, her past, because it's nasty, and I don't like it. And I don't like her coming on and making knife jokes after she slashed someone in her face that later killed themselves, okay? So Marlo, I've always got kind of a problem with, but man, she's funny in this one.
She is.
She's funny dealing with Nini, just telling her, shut up, Nini! It's like the hand of the king, or the advisor to the president. So Portia's like, the way you roll, people feel indispensable! And Nini's like, everyone's like, Portia...
And he's like, I think you mean dispensable.
Yeah.
So Nini goes, well, I don't have an interest in being friends with these girls anyway. So I don't care what they think. And I'm like, well, you know, this is a show about friends, right? So are you quitting, or are you thinking you're going to get to recast the whole thing with a bunch of sycophants? What are you thinking, stupid?
Exactly. And Nini is now really mad at Tanya because she feels like Tanya's trying to use her to have like a big reunion fight, you know, like pick on the queen bee, etc. So she's like, I'm that girl that you really don't want to have an argument with, but you're not, or she's basically like, you're going to try to start an argument with me and you just don't want to bark up that tree. That's basically what she says. And Tanya just looks at her and goes, I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth, which I thought was so hilarious. Like, you're speaking gobbledygook right now.
Yes. And Nini's like, you're going to beg for that peach. You'll have to stick that peach up your pussy. You will never get it from me, honey. I'm like, what?
There's a question of like, hey, why does Nini think that she can control all the new people that she brings in? And then there's like, whoa, like, I'm not controlling. And Eva goes, okay, here's what I'm gonna say about Nini. Okay, passive aggressive, yes, but not controlling, as if that's like somehow better. And Nini's like, I am not passive aggressive. And Tanya's like, don't you remember like 2 seconds ago, you just like said, like, I'm very sorry that I hurt you. That was passive aggressive, Nini. That was passive aggressive.
Yeah. And she goes, you will know when I'm aggressive. And Eva goes, well, I feel that you are. She goes, oh, am I? And she goes, that's literally, Tanya's like, that's literally passive aggressive. What you're doing right now. And you're so good at it. Good job. You're so good at being passive aggressive.
You're so good. Wow, you know, it's amazing that you could be so good at something while you're being so passive.
And Mimi's like, oh, God, look at those girls on the end. They have to work for these fights. They try and they try. I'm like, no one's even trying. You're the one fighting about every little thing. No one has even said anything to Nini fight-wise.
Yeah.
All they've done is show a clip, and Mimi's freaking out.
Yeah, and so then Eva says, she makes some comment about how she and Nini weren't friends. And Nini's like, oh, really? Oh, really? I had your back. And Eva's like, well, this is what I'm learning from the show, because I'm saying this is what you've been saying. I love Nini spends the entire like first hour and a half saying like, these girls aren't my friends. They never were my friends. And Eva's like, well, I guess we weren't friends. I was your friend. How dare you? Shut up, Nini.
And when she starts saying, oh, how I had your back. Oh, really, Nini? How you had her back? When you went on camera with Marlo, knowing what Marlo was going to do, calling a bridesmaid, accusing Marlo of all this shit. Then waiting until Eva could be ambushed at a public event, Candy's party, and showing up late so that you couldn't be the one to confront her. Then getting mad that your ambush didn't work out right. So you promised her you would meet alone in the parking lot and still wore a fucking microphone. What the fuck are you even talking about? You're so fucking full of shit. You're the worst person ever.
Yeah, and also you left her wedding early, like
after your speech.
Cocktail hour. Yeah, that's not called having someone's back. I'm sorry.
She's the worst. So Eva's like, had my back. And Marlo's like, oh, Eva, you have the worst luck with friends. I mean, Nini, 3 of your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, I totally missed that, but that is funny. Yeah, so then there's like there's discussion about Marlo and Eva, etc. And Marlo's like, well, I think this is the best Eva's looked all season long, which is like her like little shady dig, etc. And there was questions about Marlo, like why is Marlo fixated on the fact that Eva has 2 different kids from 2 different parents? And Eva's basically like, I guarantee that probably not all of your siblings come from the same parents. And Marlo's like, you know, after some like resistance, she's basically like, well, yes, no, my mother did have kids with 2 different fathers. And so they're like, well, why bring it up in the first place? And she goes, well, you know, I just be shit talking. You know how I'm petty and low.
Yeah, just like it's so fun. Because when Eva goes, I'll bet my bottom dollar Marlo's siblings aren't from the same parents. And she goes, don't bet your bottom one. You're poor already.
Yeah. I just like that Marlo is like, yeah, she got me. I was just being petty. It's just what I do.
Yeah, so then like, Andy's like, well, that. I read that the read session on the bus where Eva finally let Marlo have it went on a lot longer. And everyone's like, oh, my God. Bruce goes, it went on 45 minutes. And Marlo's like, they cut out all my good lines. And everybody went,
I don't think so.
So then they all agree Marlo wins, or that Eva won. So then Andy's like, okay, so why didn't anyone stand up to Nini about how she was bullying Tanya on that trip?
At the bachelorette party. Yeah. And, being just had an attitude, yeah.
Yeah, and Nini's like, Like, she's all mad. She's going to kill Andy, by the way. I'm surprised Andy made it out of here alive, because she kept looking at him like she was going to murder him. And Eva, of course, is like, I didn't even notice a thing, which is going to be her answer for everything now.
Yeah, exactly. And so Nini is like, she's sitting on the couch. Like, now she's actually like proud of herself. She's like, they are so desperate over there. I'm a real G. I can have the whole couch over there talking about me. I'm like, you are so pathetic if this is like a feather in your cap, that you're being such an obnoxious fool on national television to the point where everyone is just like trying to talk some sense into you, and you take that as an accomplishment? No.
Yeah, there's your Nini for you. Yeah. So Shamari segment, open marriage. I'm like, oh, God.
No one cares.
We have to have cancer and Shamari's open marriage in the same episode? Are you just, why don't you just pull up a giant bus so you can literally drive your viewers away, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Marlo really likes to push the narrative that Shamari has a massive drinking problem, which is something that Shamari is like not too fond of hearing. And she's like, listen, I'm not going to listen to you about that. OK, like, tell me something about gold digging or shopping and then I'll listen.
And Marlo goes, you need Betty Ford. And she goes, I don't even know what that is.
She's like, but she sounds hot and I'd like to make out with her.
She goes, Google it. And Kim pops up from behind the couch. Did someone call? Google me. Google me. Google me.
Yeah. So, yeah, Portia's like, she doesn't have a drinking problem. She just has a problem drinking. And everyone, like, cracks up.
She doesn't know her levels. So then Andy's like, so we've seen Shamari getting drunk, Marlo, but is there times outside the show that you're talking about? And she's like, oh, the streets talk. I have dooms. I have pictures, as a matter of fact. And she's like, what do those streets say about you? Nobody even knows who you are. You've been on this show 6 years, and I still don't even know what you do.
And, yeah.
Martha goes, you're dressed in a dress made by Claire's, and they don't even make clothes. And Portia goes, no, not Claire's. They're closed.
I know. She's like, they're closed. And Shamari goes, this is House of Valenciago. It's not a house.
Yeah.
They have a bear sigil.
What was she trying to say? Balenciaga?
I'm assuming Balenciaga. I don't know, but...
Valentino? She's just mixing a bunch of things together.
Yeah.
So Marlo's like, I'm not going to argue with an alcoholic. I pray for you. And then Andy's like, so, Peter from the Poconos wants to know, what's the difference between you being wasted on the floor in Tokyo, not being able to get in your room, and Shamari being wasted? And Marlo goes, because that's a girl's party, Andy. And that's not vomiting. Okay, that's not vomiting on someone's shoes. And then they even put a little subtitle up that says vomiting.
Yeah.
Or hitting on people's poom pooms.
I hate when I vomit on my Valenciaga.
Yeah, my Valenciago.
Yeah, vomit Valenciago.
So Shamari's like, yeah, well, if I get you some coochies, you'll probably let me touch your poom poom too. And she goes, Chanel's my favorite. Girl, you're so thirsty, you keep living through your husband. And you don't have one, okay, Marlo? You're living off like fucking pimps and daddies. So please put it back inside. So Shamari's like, I don't trust a convict with a lisp. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that, but it felt fun. It felt like a good comeback, even though I didn't understand it.
She had me at combat or at convict, but she lost me at lisp. I'm like, hello, yeah. Some of us can't help it, okay? We're born with good tongues.
You don't have a lisp, though. Did you when you were younger?
Huh?
Sibilant shepherd?
I have a sibilant shepherd and Bruce Willith.
Is a sibilant S like when you go, what is the def?
It's like a weird S. Damn it, now I'm going to say it. Now I'm going to be thinking of my S's all day. No, I will not think about my S's. You will not do this to me, Marlo Shamari. Yes.
Is it like somewhere between like the S and the TH? Is it like
yes,
that?
Is this sibilant S is this sound, and a lisp is this sound.
Yeah,
makes sense.
So a sibilant S is like you're sort of on the way to a lisp, but you're not quite there.
Yeah, it's just a different part of your your mouth. It's a hiss instead of a
Right. And then there's that really funky lisp where it's like in the back of your mouth where it's like you speak like this a little bit, like that sort of lisp. Like, it's not really a lisp. It's just it's like a speech impediment, but
like a medley.
I'm turning into Dorinda, but it's like that thing where you gurgle with the back of your tongue.
I have almost a tongue that's too big for my anyway. Mouth. That's what I have. I have a meat tongue. I have like a big steak as a tongue, okay? I have a porterhouse as a tongue.
I feel like my tongue is very average sized.
So then nothing Andy's like, Nini. Oh, well, he asked, who cares? Can we skip most of Shamari? I really don't. Is there, what
well,
do you
there
want
was
to talk
one
about
Shamari? Well, there was one funny thing, which is that Shamari was saying that she did feel bad about puking on Eva's shoes. And she was like, Eva's like, yeah, I was really upset about that. And so Shamari was going to get the shoes cleaned, but she found out the price for cleaning the shoes and restoring them was more than what they were actually worth. So she got a gift card instead. And Eva's like, yeah, but I got those shoes in Morocco. And Shamari's like, but you got them in a Zara in Morocco. She's like, still. She's like, here, I got you a Zara gift card for $70. Which Portia then tries to steal.
Yeah, that was so funny, though. She's like, that was a Zara in Morocco. So then questions about her bisexuality. And she's like, that is behind me. Which, I mean, I don't know if anybody studies sexuality as deeply as we have here on this show. But you don't just put sexuality behind you, okay? You're that forever. Why don't you just say, yes, I still
Unless
have feelings. Who cares?
Sexuality.
What's the big deal? Everybody get the fuck over. And I'm talking to, like, the gayest man on television, on the gayest channel on television. Why are you trying to shame me about liking girls sometimes? How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, has Shamari's fashion game improved? And Shamari's like, you know, I will say this. I do think that over the course of the season, my fashion has improved. And Marlo goes, except for today.
It looks like my nephew got glitter and just glued it all over something. And Shamari's like, you look lopsided. Your fucking seam isn't even going up the right way. She's like, you don't understand. You just don't understand fashion, okay?
Yeah. You one person's vomit is another person's high fashion, okay? So
Andy goes, well, I don't know why everybody's always giving her shit about fashion. Nini wears a white t-shirt and a caftan 90% of the time. And Nini looked like she was about to pull out a baseball bat and beat the shit out of him.
I know. It was amazing because it's something I never thought about. But it's so true. And they even show all these different looks. It's the same thing. And she didn't even laugh. She wasn't even like, yeah, that's my look. She was furious. Like, they all ganged up to tell Andy to ask that question.
Yeah, here they are coming for me again. So Marlo's like, look, I know you're all going to say that I'm just taking up for Nini, but she can wear whatever she wants. Just take a look at her closet. And Tony goes, we tried!
We weren't allowed in! It was great. We had a great time outside the closet. It was so fun.
And Andy's like, Marlo, why are you... Maybe you're qualified to give fashion advice, but why are you criticizing people's mothers, their family, their looks? And Eva's like, yeah, all you do is say we all have stank breath. And Marlo's like, sometimes your breath will stink. It's like, God, just get rid of Marlo. This is why Marlo could never be a housewife, okay? So then yeah. Andy's like, Nini hosted one of the most outrageous events in housewives history. It's like, all right, just keep trying to credit Nini with something while we're here, okay?
Yeah,
and it was the bi-wig party. Oh my God, these clips!
I know. Yeah, so we got to relive the bi-wig party, and so we come out and talking about the hair, and I was like, "Yeah, it felt great," et cetera, et cetera. And I was like very upset that no one asked, like, "Hey, but do we all acknowledge that Nini was still in a wig?" Because she was clearly still in a wig during that party, right? Like, is that just...
I don't know. That wasn't a very good wig. If that was a wig.
So it looked weird to me, but you know what? Maybe it wasn't a wig. Okay, you know what?
I don't know. It looked like it was spray painted on. I mean, there was something. It didn't look good, that's for sure, but I don't know. Maybe it's
definitely
just
odd
like you're used to seeing someone with a wig every day, but then her hair's still so treated that it's all dry and weird and probably lifts kind of off her head anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. So now Nini is defending her comment that she made about, like, that there are women in the hood who've got a baby in the belly, one in the stroller and one in their arms getting on the city bus, et cetera. And like that basically no one has an excuse to run late just because they're pregnant, et cetera. And like, yeah, but Nini, you've been late, including to this reunion where you showed up at 9:45 and everyone else got there at 5:30. She's like, well, running late and being extremely late are two different things. It just comes off like you just don't give a damn. It's like, yeah, like it for sure is worse to be 4 hours late than 10 minutes late. But both in both cases, it's just wildly inconsiderate to the other person. So, like, just don't start with me, Nini. I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, and then just turns into a argument of noises because Portia's like, well, I didn't think that you made a very nice comment about me if I'm supposed to be your little sister. And I think maybe you owe an apology to Eva about being late in Tokyo. And then Nini's like, oh, you do? Oh, you do? Oh, do you? Do you? Do you? Ah, and Portia's like, I do. I do. I do. Ah, oh, I do. It's like, oh, my God, make it stop, please. And I also know. I have to point out that Nini's argument here, Andy's like, so you said that it's not an excuse to be late when there are poor women in the ghetto or in the hood holding a baby. And she goes, I did not say that. What I said was, it's not fair to be late when there are women in the hood holding a baby in the stomach and on the arm. I was like, you just repeated what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just like infuriating. So Nini starts talking about how like, you know, like I guess Andy or someone says, I think it was Andy saying that, like, do you like, is there maybe like a gap in understanding that like what you consider support is different than what other people consider support? Like, for instance, Marlo left the beauty shop immediately to come find you, and that was her version of supporting. And he's like, look, I'm just the sort of person who just wants to be left alone. I just don't like company to show up out of the blue. And and she's like, doesn't like any of that. And Tanya's like, well, Nini, we want to be a resource for you. I mean, everyone knows that human resources is the most exciting department in any corporation, and that's what we want to be for you.
Right now, Why? You're shutting me out. You won't come to the human resources meeting, and it's very evident. And Nini's like, she just looks away. And Nini said, Nini, you do yourself a disservice. I see you roll your eyes. And she goes, I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm rolling her eyes.
She's like a huge roll eye roll.
And Cynthia's like, you do yourself a disservice with how you deal with friends, child. And she's like, I don't have any friends on that couch. And she's like, well, when everyone heard Greg had cancer, we tried. And she's like, no one did anything. No one said anything. No one tried that. And she's like, oh, my God. She's like, okay, do you remember your comedy event that we all took a trip to come to in Miami? And she's like, whatever.
She's like, we went to an event at Swagalicious. Okay, I'm a supermodel, and I went to a store called Swagalicious. Do you know what sort of sacrifice that was for me? Okay?
And not
Do you
only,
know?
Yeah, not only that, they spent money there, okay? So Nini's like, whatever. And Andy's like, so Nini, are you just not going to even have a conversation today? Are you going to make any kind of effort at all to be in this reunion? And she's like, well, I'm not going to have a conversation with anyone who's not genuine. And Portia just goes on a read, okay? Portia's already got her church fan where she's, like, fanning herself the whole time. And then she's like, I would love to be as nonchalant and not give a fuck as Nini is right now, but we were there, and you don't know how to accept support from your friends. And right now, you just acting like you don't give a fuck about anyone. It's hurtful. And she just goes, she just reads. And it's the most lovely, kind of kind read, I thought. She could have been way meaner to Nini.
Well, because she's also one of the things that has set her off with this read is the fact that, like, you know, she now feels like her entire friendship with Nini has been fake. That she always thought it was a friendship and it's not. And, like, she's like, you know, it's like hurtful for you to sit there and then just like be proud of the fact that you didn't send a gift for my baby. And Nini goes, I never said I didn't send a gift. I was like, bitch, that was last week. You literally were like, I did not send a gift, and you were happy about it.
And you didn't send a gift, so.
And you didn't send a gift. By the way, where's the gift? What was the gift? Where's the receipt? Okay.
And Portia's like, and you sitting there not giving a fuck is hurtful, because me and my fiance and even my mother prayed for you.
Yeah. And so Nini's like, and Andy's like, so anything to say to that? And Nini's like, no response.
And he goes, no Andy response. He goes, so you're just going to shut down. You're done.
He literally stares at her and he goes, what's wrong? Just like, what? What's wrong with you? You know?
And Marlo's like, don't forget, guys, she's hurting. And Portia's like, you can't just keep saying that. And Marlo's like, Nini, you do have to let people in sometimes. And Nini goes, so what do you want? What do you want from me? And he's like, she just poured out her heart to you. What do you have to say? It's just, what do you want me to say?
Something. Like, if someone just poured their heart out to me, I would say something.
And then she just sits there all quiet. So then Marla goes, so come on, Dini, I think a couple of them are telling the truth. Like, Portia, I believe you, and now Cynthia has me all confused. I'm like, since when does fucking Marlo take score? And I'm really glad Cynthia was too nice here, because she's like, well, believe it, because I was a very good friend to Nini when you were there, not being friends. Yeah, like when you were there showing up on baseball fields calling Nini a whore and shit. Remember that? They had like some baseball thing where Marlo's like chasing
Nini.
Yeah,
stupid softball fight. Yeah. No, I mean, in a certain way, I think Cynthia's playing it right, which is like, don't give Nini any more ammunition. And like, the worst thing that you can do with Nini is like try to fight back and beat her at her own game. You just have to like laugh at her and just dismiss her and be like, whatever. You don't get to sit here anymore.
Yeah, she's like, well, I was a good friend to her, so whatever. And Marlo's like, stop coming from anger, Nini. And Nini goes, she's not even my friend.
So stupid.
So then we start talking about the closet. And now Nini has been saying that this is all a big lie and that Portia had, she had recorded a voiceover later in the studio to make it look like Nini had tried to grab her belt or something. Whatever this is, we still don't really know what this is. So she knows she's about to get caught in about 30 different lies that she's actually printed online and that people can look up and read. And he's like, I want to talk to the closet. Did something happen with your belt, Portia? And she's like, well. And Nini tries to stop it with a monologue. She's like, no, I'm not going to beat this. I had a breakdown. You all saw me have a breakdown. I don't need to sit here and say I had a breakdown. I had a very natural breakdown.
Yeah, natural breakdown.
It's like, don't keep badgering back and forth. Do not keep pushing me over it, okay? Okay, do not keep pushing me. And she starts like telling Andy off. And I was like, bye. Can someone just say, escort her off? We've had a lot of walk-offs. We've had a lot of things happen in housewife history. We need the first escort off, okay? Escort her away. Get her out of my face. I'm sick of her. You're guilty.
Yeah, I feel like Adrian Maloof got fired for less.
Well, did Adrian Maloof get fired or quit?
Oh, she got fired because she didn't want to show up at the reunion. They're like, okay, fine. Then you're fired. Because Andy Cohen was like, you may notice that Adrian Maloof isn't here. She decides she didn't want to come to the reunion, and that was her final act as a housewife of Beverly Hills.
Oh, damn. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was El Escandalito, which might not even be Spanish. You guys, that's it for Atlanta today. Another like blood boiling episode because of Miss Leaks. Drives me nuts. We have another week of that. That's next week, next Sunday on Easter. I wonder if they're going to be showing an episode on Easter or not. I guess we'll find out. But you guys, thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow we are back to talk some Vanderpump Rules. We also have a special announcement and a new city that we're taking our show to. That'll be tomorrow. Whoa. And of course, be sure to subscribe to Winter is Crappening, even though it's in this feed, just because it helps us. And it just takes 1 second out of your life to do that. So you guys, we're looking forward to it. Buy those shirts, buy those tickets. We'll see you soon and see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.